State auditors have found the UW system has about a $650 million cash surplus. The UW says much of that money is set aside for specific needs at campuses and that it's wise to keep some funds in reserve. But in Milwaukee yesterday, Governor Walker repeated plans to try to at least freeze UW system tuition levels and possibly lower tuition. However, Walker says he won't try to take away the additional $180 million he wants to give the system in the state budget process.
What we include in the budget largely focuses on economic development, and I think that's imperative. For us, the reason we put it in overwhelmingly was to drive areas that we need in terms of workforce development and overall economic development projects.
Some Republican legislators say UW System President Kevin Riley should at least consider resigning over the issue of the surplus. But the governor says he won't try to force out Riley.
And I'm not going to spend a lot of time looking to scapegoat anybody on this. My focus is going to be on leading and moving us forward in the best way to manage this in the future. You know, some people may want to try to single somebody out. I'm going to try and spend my time figuring out the best way to manage this going forward to keep tuition under control and still keep the University of Wisconsin as one of the premier universities in the world.
Walker says his younger son will enter UW-Madison this fall as a civil engineering student. System President Riley is due to appear at a legislative hearing today on a possible small pay raise for some system employees. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.